Florida Senator Rick Scott, woke corporations should expect backlash. By Jacob Bliss on April 19, 2021. Florida Senator Rick Scott, RFL, wrote an op-ed Monday warning woke corporate America of the backlash coming for them after the virtue signaling they tried in Georgia. Scott said he hopes the woke corporations had fun while they were virtue signaling, calling out the woke corporations for trying to one-up each other. The senator said they did this because the corporations believe they are more sophisticated and morally superior to the hard-working people of this country. You must have loved the accolades from your elitist left-wing peers when you took the MLB All-Star game from Georgia, he said. What a fun day for you on Twitter. Congratulations, he jokingly wrote. Scott added, by moving the game from Georgia, they, in turn, destroyed working people's jobs and hurt people who haven't worked since COVID-19 took a member of their family or destroyed their small business. He teased the corporations by betting the CEOs received texts from their elitist friends who probably praised them for supporting mostly peaceful protests, which destroyed small businesses when they were looted and set on fire. The riots hurt innocent people, Scott said. Scott added, you think that makes you morally superior to the people in what you call flyover country, claiming the woke corporations are lying to Americans. He said, you are lying to Americans, lying to each other, and lying to yourselves. The Floridian said the corporations should know everything. The corporations have said about the election reforms in Georgia being racist is a lie. Scott explained that Georgia's voter integrity laws meant to do the opposite of what corporations are saying. The Georgia law actually expands early voting and does nothing to suppress or curtail the voting rights of anyone. He added, the Georgia law requires an ID to vote. The senator pointed out that you also need to have an ID to use Delta Airlines and to pick up tickets from we'll call it a Major League Baseball, MLB, game. Scott suggested corporations have not twisted the truth, they just have rejected the truth. He later added, the worst part is the corporations do not care what is true. Scott said to the woke corporations, you give the woke mob concession after concession, hoping to buy time to rake in more cash under your watch. You feed the rabble leftist mob that is shouting that America is racist, hoping they won't come for you. Amazingly, the woke, liberal corporate news media is just as dishonest as you, the senator explained, adding they help support the woke lies from corporations. Scott claimed, President Joe Biden demonstrates how to lie in public and get away with it. Scott said, let me give you woke corporate leaders a heads up, warning of a massive backlash coming when Republicans are back in power, saying, you will rue the day when it hits you. The corporations in this country are morally inferior to the working men and women of this great country, who are not racist people, and who, unlike you, care about truth. He explained the midterm elections will be the time for Republicans to take back both the Senate and the House of Representatives from the Democrat majority. After that, he said, it will be a day of reckoning for the woke corporations in America. Scott again brought up the latest attempt to boycott Georgia. He claimed it would help Republicans push to make corporate welfare a thing of the past. There will be no amount of donations you can make that will save the corporations, including any number of well-connected lobbyists that will be able to help them get around what is coming for them. Scott said, power does corrupt, and the American taxpayers will soon stop tolerating your lies, your attempts to denigrate them, and your attempts to control the way they think, act, talk. Americans, who have not already, will start to stand up to the corporations. The Republican jokingly wrote, cancel as many people as you can right now and make as much money off of slave labor in communist China for now. The Floridian ended his op-ed by stating, the backlash is coming.